Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The U.S. Senate votes tomorrow on a major education bill that would replace the widely disliked No Child Left Behind law. The Every Student Succeeds Act is a bipartisan effort that was overwhelmingly approved by the House last week. If it's passed by the Senate, as expected, President Obama has said he'll sign it into law. Lily Eskelson-Garcia is president of the National Education Association, the largest professional employee organization in the U.S. The NEA represents public school teachers and staff. Ms. Eskelson-Garcia, the NEA calls the Every Student Succeeds Act good news for students, schools, and educators. How so?
You know, what this gives us is an opening. It gives us an opportunity to do something that takes us away from this national nightmare of test and punish. And when you opened and you said, you know, widely disliked, this has been just a dagger in the heart of what it means to teach and learn when all you do since 2002 with great bipartisan fanfare and basically said the only thing that's going to count in your school is whether or not you hit your quota of kids that hit a cut score on a standardized test that some politician picked. And it has corrupted what it means to teach and what it means to learn.
The new law keeps in place several federal mandates, including mandatory testing from third through eighth grade. The Progressive Network for Public Education and others say the bill still puts too much emphasis on testing. Do you think it went far enough in terms of undoing the testing regime you've criticized?
We tried very, very hard at the National Education Association to convince them that there is too much testing and that they're not using the tests in ways that the tests were designed to be used. We wanted what the high school has. The high school has what they call grade span testing. So you only have to give it in one grade in high school. It gives you an indicator of how you're doing. But we were not successful in getting grade span in the elementary and the middle school grades the way we wanted. But what we were wildly successful in getting is that they would decouple that from the mandatory punishments that were required.
Teacher evaluations you're speaking of.
Oh, not just that. If your school didn't hit your quota of kids hitting some cut score, you could have to fire the principal, fire half the staff, close the school down and reopen it as a charter school to be announced, as if any kind of charter school would be better than what was happening. And now research shows that's not true. Or you close the school for good and you distribute the kids to other schools. That was federal law. And now that will be gone.
This bill significantly rolls back the federal government's ability to intervene in failing and underperforming schools, really a federal hammer that no one liked under No Child Left Behind. It was widely hated. States now have a lot more leeway to identify and fix struggling schools. But what incentive or pressure is there for states to hold those failing schools accountable specifically?
Well, the question has to be broader than who gets punished, because sometimes it meant that a third grader didn't get to be a fourth grader or a kid didn't get to graduate from high school. And now what the accountability measure requires is that each state has to say, looking at this new dashboard of indicators, which has to be far beyond one test score, what is the intervention that has to happen? I taught at a homeless shelter for years. In some cases, you would come in and you'd say, for these kids to really succeed, we've got to do something about bringing in a school nurse, a school breakfast program. You have to come in and say, where are the services and supports? It could mean that you have to retrain teachers so that you have more teachers who can deal with kids who are English language learners. But it means that you'll personalize and really customize the intervention in that school, and it won't just be this federal hammer that comes down on you.
Do you have any faith that this bill will help address the persistent, lingering opportunity and achievement gaps in America's poorest urban schools?
I don't think there's any perfect law, but I don't think that anything will get better if you don't end up with the educators, with the parents, with the people who know the names of those kids, having at least the opportunity to make a case for what should be happening in that school. And you give some real power, authority to the people who know the names of the kids to plan for something that will make sense in their community, and constantly look at the evidence. Are we moving the achievement needle in the right direction? Are we giving these kids what they need? That was what was missing under No Child Left. That's what we have the chance to improve this time around.
Lily Eskelson Garcia is president of the National Education Association, the labor union. Thanks so much for speaking with Here and Now.
Thank you.